Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, we're starting the first Chabura on the Chiyuv of Malchus when it comes to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Tosvos, the Zibar Maschalmi, Eden Anu B'Ishkloni, immediately attacks the veracity of Eidus by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Our Mishnah tells us that when you have Eidus on a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it turns into Zomim, the halacha is that they're Chayiv Malchus. Tosfos asks a very basic question. Tosfos asks, same, Kiyu Yuzmu, Eina Nasa Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Im Ken Gambi Shalo Yuzmu, Eich Yato Afiyem, Ben Grusha, the Hafi Uemes, Losh Dafi Uemes, is a little bit schwer, Vamai, Hoagla Eidu Shiat Yochal Azima, but at the end of the day, it's Eidus that can't follow into the process of Hazama. Why? Because ultimately, the Gemara says on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph that we learn out from Lo V'lo Lazaro that we say that the punishment of Azama has to be something that's transferred over to Dafka, the Eidim Zomim, and not to anybody else. So if we're going to say that the halacha is by Malchus, then why is it that over here we say that it's possible to consider this a valid Eidus? The Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma that you need Eidus Shati Yochal Azima. And Tosfos gives two terutzim. We're going to focus, Be'ezer Hashem, on what exactly are the implications of Tosfos' terutzim and how the other Rishonim weigh into that and the hashlachos of what comes out of Tosfos' two terutzim. Yesh Loma. Kima Delokin Avitash Zoma Vavishat Rati Yochal Azima. Tosfos' first terutz is that since there's going to be Malchus, so then it's kasher zamam, and it's possible to call it Eidus Shati Yochal Azima. In a moment, we're going to see, in a few moments, we're going to see that Tosfos challenges this first terutz, and he answers it. And then Tosfos gives another answer. So number one, Tosfos' first answer is that since it's Malchus, it's considered kasher zamam, it's considered Eidus Shati Yochal Azima. But Odi Eishvom, we're skipping down into the Tosfos halfway through, Tosfos gives another answer. Tosfos says, the Gabi Eidus, the Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, Lo Chashim, and Klal Bati Yochal Azima. When it comes to Eidus, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, Ein Achanami, it's Eidus, Shiyati Yochal Azima. You're right, the fact that you're giving him Malchus is not giving him to the Eidim. Reuven and Shimon have testified falsely. You're not giving him to Reuven and Shimon what they set out to do. Why? V'amuchach Bi Gemara, it seems clear from the Gemara, the Kasher Zaman Lo Michta, the Gabi Eidus, Ben Grusha. The Kasher Zaman is not written by Eidus Ben Grusha. In the Daf Shir, we pointed out that Tosfos' Lashon is a little bit double. Tosfos says, the Gemara, we see that Eidus Ben Grusha is not shy of the Kasher Zaman, and below Koi Klaala B'Shum Tzadche Ba'Olam. And it has no connection. Ben Grusha has nothing, no connection to whatsoever. Why does Tosfos use a double Lashon? So we suggest that it could be that what Tosfos is saying is the following. We'll see in the Lomdos, in the Tuesday Roots, it might be relevant to what we're saying as well. That there are two different reasons why Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza are not shy of the Kasher Zaman. Number one, the Gemara in Beis Amud Aleph says, Lo V'lo Lazaro. That's what the Gemara says on Beis Amud Aleph. In terms of why the halacha is that Eidus and Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza, they don't become Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza. And then the Gemara on Beis Amud Beis tells us that the halacha is that we get Malchus from the pasuk of the Istiku. So maybe we could suggest the following, Roshan Efshar, but maybe we could suggest that the reason why Tosfos uses this double expression is to tell us that number one, there's the halacha of Lo V'lo Lazaro, that's Mukhaf by the Gemara, but then maybe say, but the Onish is still included in Kasher Zaman, like Tosfos had said upstairs. So Tosfos says, no, V'lo Kayla B'Shum Tzach Shabolim, there's no Shaychus between the Malchus of Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza and Kasher Zaman. Why? Because if you look up the Tzukim, in the Daf Shir we did that, you have to look up the Tzukim. If you look up the Tzukim, you see that they're in two different places. We have Devarim Yutes and Devarim Chatei. So when we're talking about the parasha of the Yitzik, which is in Devar Mechatei, that's a totally separate parasha. It's not connected to Kasher Zaman altogether. And that's why Tosfos possibly uses the double Lashon over here in the Teretz. Okay. So now we see that Tosfos' first Teretz, Tosfos assumes that when it comes to Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, the Malchus is somehow connected to Kasher Zaman. The second Teretz is, you're right, it's Eidus Shiyati Yochal Azima. And when it comes to Malchus of Ben Grusha and Chalutza, you don't need Eidus Shati Yochal Lazima. This is Tosfos' second teretz. Now, what is exactly Tosa saying in the first Teretz, this is a subject of dispute between the Gedolei Achronim. What exactly Tosa is saying in the first Teretz and the second Teretz, and we're going to see that there are profound nafkaminas. How you learn it, we'll try to see what the mashmos of Tosas actually is in terms of what his kavana is when he says kivan delokin haver kasher zamen. So here on these words of Tosas' first teretz, kivan delokin haver kasher zamen v'avishaprat yochel azima, there are two classic explanations that are given. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky quotes both of them. My Rabbein took sides on this machlokus, and we're going to see that the nafkamina salach are very profound. One way of reading it is the following. Reb Shmuel himself quotes a Rashi in Bava Kama Ayin Hamavei, Dibra Maskel El, I believe. Rashi over there seems to say that the whole reason why we need Eidush Atayochel Azima, Rashi says, is because you need to make sure that the Eidim are in a state of fear. Once we feel that the Eidim are in a state of fear, so then in such a case it's considered Eidush Atayochel Azima. But if the Eidim are not in a state of fear, it's not a deterrent, then in such a case there's no way to assure that the Eidim are really telling the truth. So that's one way of reading Tosfos. The first way of reading Tosfos is Kivan delokin have kasher zaman, have shapir at yochel azima. Since there's malchus, so then the Eidim are in a state of fear. The Eidim are in a state of fear. Since the Eidim are in a state of fear, so then it's going to be considered Eidus shati yochel azima. Tosfos in the second teretz disagrees. Tosfos in the second teretz says no. The reason why you need Eidus shati yochel azima is when you have Eidus that's relevant to the parasha of kasher zaman. But once Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is outside for the two reasons of lo v'lo l'zaro as well as his biku, so then in such a case you don't need the deterrence. The only time you need the deterrence is when you're in that parasha of Devarim Yutet, the parasha of Zmama. Here you're not in the parasha. So since you're not in the parasha, so then in such a case Eidus shati yochel azima is not going to be enough. L'may nafkamina. The Ma'inat Kamina, according to this Mahalak, between Tosas' first and Terusim, whether you say it's Eidus Shati Yochel Azima through the Malkus because it serves as a deterrent, or you say that Eina Hanami by Malkus by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is considered Eidus Shati Yochel Azima. So here, along the way, in this Chabur, we're going to drop a couple of important Machlokus in between the Achronim that are very much relevant to basic Sugis of Kasher Zaman. So here the Minchas Chinuch and the Beit HaLevi have a very, very important machlokes. The Minchas Chinuch and the Beit HaLevi argue about the scope of the parsha of Eidim Zomim. How far does Eidim Zomim go? I'm sorry, I meant to say the Noda B'Yehuda and the Beit HaLevi, not the Minchas Chinuch and the Beit HaLevi. Noda B'Yehuda and the Beit HaLevi have a machlokes. So here, the Noda B'Yehuda claims that when it comes to the halacha of Eidus Shi'iyat Yochel Hazima as being a ma'akev for Eidus, says the Noda B'Yehuda, that only applies in certain cases. That only applies in cases of where you need Eidus and Bezdin. But what happens if we're verifying a case of arayos? Here's the nafkamina between the Noda B'Yehuda and the Beit HaLevi. What happens if you have a case of Eidei Znus and the Eidim themselves answer to one of the questions, Eini Yodea? We know the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us you need to do bedikos and chakiros. You have to check out, you have to verify. Chakiros means the Eidim have to answer what time the event took place. If the Eidim are able to answer, then in such a case, the Chakiros serve as a way of verifying their Eidus. And if the Eidim say anything over there, then we throw out their Eidus. What happens when it comes to Eidei Znus? Do we say that when it comes to Eidei Znus, if the Eidim say any Yodeya, the halacha is that they're possible just like the Eidei Nefashos? So here, the Noda B'Yehuda is of the opinion, he quotes his Lahalacha in his Tshuva and Simin Ayin Beis. The Noda B'Yehuda says that if you have a case in which the Eidim say Eidim Yodeya, it could still very well be that the Eidim are going to be kosher. Because Chakiros are not Ma'akev when it comes to Eidei Znus. Why not? So the Nos of Yehuda points to our Tosfos. He says, what did our Tosfos say? Then when it comes to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, we see in the second day of Tosfos, and he claims that really the second day, he has a whole Shtickle Torah, why this could be the first day becomes bottle for the second day, he's going to run with the second day. Says the Nos of Yehuda, we see that when it comes to Eidus, the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima is acceptable. What does that mean? That means, claims the Nos of Yehuda, that if you can't catch the Eidim in a lie, if you can't catch the Eidim in a lie, we're going to say that it's still acceptable. Because what is the words of Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima? It means, number one, the Onesh, that you have to be able to give them the onish, but it also means that you have to prove that they're shayach for that parsha of onshin. So here, in the case of Ein Yodea by Chakiris, claims to know the Yehuda, in such a case, we see that by Eidus, in certain instances, Ein Yodea by Eidus Nus is going to be acceptable, and therefore the Eidus is going to be valid. So according to Nos of Yehuda, what emerges, we now have a phenomenal nafkamina between the first two terutzim of Tosfos and Maseches Matos. According to the first day, who tries to make sure it's a Malchus is Bechlal Kasher Zaman, therein you can't infer anything about any of them. Nobody really spells this out. But according to the second day, that says that when it comes to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it's acceptable to have Eidus, that's Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima, comes along the Nos of Yehuda, they make the leap. And the Nos of Yehuda says the same is going to apply in regard to Eidei Znus. Comes along the Beit HaLevi, and the Beit HaLevi says, no, that's incorrect. He argues just la halacha. He doesn't necessarily argue within our diukim that Tosfos is assuming that the first day he holds that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is in the parsha of Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima, and the second one he's holding it's not. But comes along the Beit HaLevi, the Beit HaLevi says, no. So the Beit HaLevi says, you're mixing up two different areas. There are two different halachos of Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima. One is the din of Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima vis-a-vis the Onesh, that when it comes to the Onesh, so then by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, then it doesn't have to be Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima in the sense that you don't have to give it the Onesh, but that doesn't mean that the same halacha applies to verifying the Eidus. When it comes to verifying the Eidus, Eini Yodea is not going to work, even according to Tosfos the second day. But the Nos of Yehuda claims that once Tosfos says that it's Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima is going to be acceptable by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so Tosfos is saying Eini Yodea is not going to work. If Tosfos is saying Eini Yodea is not going to work, then obviously there's some type of chiluk between Dinei Nefashos and Eidus of Arayah. So this would be a nafkamina according to this first approach to say that Tosfos is saying that when it comes to Malchus, the Malchus simply there is a deterrent, and therefore it's a Kiyum of Kashya Zalman. The second one holds that Malchus is not a deterrent, and then the Nos of Yehuda comes a step further and explodes it to all other areas of halacha, and says that therefore Eini Yodea will be acceptable. Now, don't make the mistake, Nos of Yehuda still needs Bezdin to ask the question, but the question then, the nafkamina is, what happens if the Eid says Eini Yodea? If the Eid says Eini Yodea, what's going to be halacha? So this is the machlokas between Nos of Yehuda and Beis Lehi.
Because it can't be disproven, because Eini Yodea, so whatever we...
Correct, exactly, because if this person can't say this man, so then you can't have Eini Zom come along and say Manu Ayisem. So according to Tosfos the second day, he's taking us out of the parsha of Zmama altogether. So it's out of the parsha of Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima. So the machlokas between Nos of Yehuda and the Beis HaLevi is how close is Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima in terms of the Onish with the verification, with the Chakir. Sure. The Beis HaLevi says that even if we say that when it comes to Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the fact that you're not going to get Malchus, the fact that you're not going to become Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza and get Malchus makes it Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima doesn't equal the other halacha of Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima. The other halacha is that you need Bedikas and Chakirah. That halacha still applies. There's two separate dinim. The Nos of Yehuda assumes that they're one din. That's the Beit HaLevi's
argument. He says that they're two separate things?
Correct. That's what the Beit HaLevi says. The two separate things, you can't compare. Now, Rabotai, now let's go into the bowels of Tosfos. Because there is a different shot. There's a different shot over here. There's another way of reading Tosfos. And we're going to argue that this is the emesic way of reading Tosfos. This is the real way of reading Tosfos. I've got Yaakov excited on it. Okay. So it says Tosfos like this. Yesh loimar. Let's read Tosfos' words. Kivan delokin havi kashe zaman v'havi shapir ato yochol azima. Comes along Tosfos and he says, this is the way my Rebbe learns, Rebbe Braunschweiger learns. I have it in his sefer over here, photocopied, as well as the Sefer Tiferes Yerushalayim, where Shmuel Rizofsky quotes the Sefer Tiferes Yerushalayim, he's back in the Yochanan and Boaz Mishnah, also learned that the first heresy of Tosfos is saying a radical idea. Tosfos is saying not because Malchus is a deterrent. What Tosfos is saying is there are two ways to be Mekayim Kasher Zaman. One way of being Mekayim Kasher Zaman is to give the guy the onesh that he set out to do, and the other way of being Mekayim Kasher Zaman is by giving him Malchus. That's the way the Teretz Yerushalayim and others learn the first answer of Tosfos.
How
the first way we learned, we just said before, a different way. The deterrent idea is a different mahalas. It's a different mahalas. Now we're giving a different. We're saying not that Malchus serves as a deterrent, and therefore it's a scheme. Therefore you, but rather Malchus itself by Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza is another option of Kasher Zama. What does that mean? Let me just spell out. According to Tosfos' first teretz, Malchus itself by Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza is part and parcel of the parsha of Kasher Zama. As opposed to Tosfos' second teretz, when Tosfos says the Va'od Yesh Lomar, so here Rav Braunschweiger said something beautiful. He said that the second teretz of Tosfos is arguing with this exact point. He's saying the Malchus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza has nothing to do with Kasher Zama. What's this issue? What's this machlokus where the Malchus is in itself a kiyum of Kasher Zama, or the Malchus has nothing to do with Kasher Zama? So first, before we develop the nafkamina, first let's see where this machlokus emerges from. It emerges from how you read the Gemara in that phase on the base. The Gemara in that phase on the base tells us from the Tzikwas HaTzadik V'Rishivas HaRosha V'Hayim Bin HaKos HaRosha. So the Gemara there tells us that once we have the Pasuk of Tzikwas HaTzadik, so then, in such a case, we know that you get Malchus by Edim Zomimim. Now what's the Gemara saying? Is the Gemara saying that the Malchus of Edim Zomimim is learned from the Tziku and put back into the Parasha of Kasher Zaman? Or no, as we said in the second Teretz of Tosfos, the Tziku HaTzadik is giving you Malchus for a totally different reason and has nothing to do with Kasher Zaman. It's not related to Kasher Zaman. By the way, why would it be connected to the Parasha of Kasher Zaman? So one way of saying is that Malchus becomes a paradigmatic punishment, paradigmatic form of onus. It's the Torah's paradigm of onus. So therefore, any time you can't give the fellow the onish that he set out to do, so then you give him that paradigmatic onish. Oh. So that's one way of reading the Gemara, but then there's another way of reading the Gemara. To say that the Tziku is Megala, that if you can't give him the Kasher Zama Mamish, you give him Malchus, which becomes a paradigmatic onish. But the Gemara continues on. And the Gemara, in the first wide line, on Beis on Beis, says, V'tepik lemi lo sane. But let's learn out from lo sane. Why don't you get Malchus from Losana? After all, the Edom lied. Mishum da'avil av shein b'maisa. The Gemara says because it's a lav shein b'maisa. So therefore, you can't get Malchus simply because of Losana. Now, did the Gemara mean to throw out Losana? Or did the Gemara mean to say that Losana is just not enough because the lav shein b'maisa? Lav shein b'maisa doesn't get Malchus. There are some Rishonim who learn that when the Gemara says Mishum Dehavi Lav Shein B'Maisa, the Gemara means that's not enough to give you Malchus. But V'Tziku is Megala that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza gets Malchus not because of Kasher Zaman, but gets Malchus B'Torat Lo Saneh. In other words, the reason why he's getting Malchus is not tit for tat what he set out to do, but rather he's an agent lie. Normally Lo Saneh is Lav Shein B'Maisa, you don't get Malchus. Comes along with Tziku and says that you get Malchus on Losana. Two ways of looking at the Chiyuv of Malchus. So now, if that's so, so then this is the second option in reading the 2 days of Tosfos. The second Mahalach is not like what we had seen from Reb Shmuel. It's a machlokas of whether you need the deterrent or you don't need the deterrent. Rather, it's something much more fundamental. The machlokas is whether the malchus is a chelek of kasha zaman. Let's read the words of Tosfos. Kivan the lokin have a kasha zaman. Since the malchus is kasha zaman, the shapiat yochazima. But in Tosfos, the second there, Tosfos says no. The malchus has nothing to do with the double lashon, as we explained it before. And therefore, where's the malchus coming from? The malchus is coming from losaneh. It's a giloy v'sikwa on losaneh, but it has nothing to do with the parasha of kasha zaman. So this is the way my Rebbe had learned Pshat in the 2 days of Tosfos Tirutzim. Here, who says it straight out that the malchus comes from losaneh? So if you take a look, I think I left it by my makom. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot in Lav, Reish Pehe, maybe bring a bunch of them. They made a few photocopies for everybody. If you take a look, the Rambam in Reish Pehe, the Rambam says, Kimak says this straight out. The Rambam says, Hizur Meheyid Edu Sheker, Vu Omer Losana Reyacha Eid Sheker. The Rambam says, don't be a false witness. And in this lav, you sometimes get malchus. So the Rambam says that the malchus of kasher zaman, the malchus that we have from v'stiku, let's take a look at the word kasher zaman, but the malchus of losane is also connected to the Gemara Beis on the Beis, which is presumably the sugya, which includes the sugya of Ben Grusha and Chalusa. Now we'll bear this out in the Shita Sarambam a little more, but I'm showing you immediately that this is a Shita Sarambam. So now we have the second way of learning Tosfos. The first way of learning Tosfos, we had one nafkamina between the 2 days of Tosfos. The second way of learning is the Chakiri is where the Malchus is Bechlal Kasher Zaman, or the Malchus is something totally separate. Yes, Ailey. What's that? Very good. The Eli's pointing out that Taisus on Daf Dalet on the Beis says in Dibur Hamaskil, Rabban and Haylai Sanamai Ovidlei, the Eli's pointing out that there Tosfos says that the Malchus is coming from Losane. Tosfos Dibur Hamaskil Rabbanan. If you take a look, also there's a Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilyon Hashas that's relevant to that question as well. It's a very, very good point. Tosfos on Dalet on the Beis says that. No, Lechura, the way we're setting it up right now is that Tosfos Dalet Amud Beis goes with what he says in the second. The way we're setting it up right now is the second test. It could be, we'll have to, as we get to Daf Dalet Beis, we cover other ground, we'll be able to see more. Now, aside from the Rambam, there are a bunch of important Rashi that are relevant. When we go through the Gemara and Daf Beis, you'll see there are quite a few Rashis that take sides in this issue. Rashi, in Dibur Hamaskil, Kesad Eino Eidin Nasim Zomin, there Rashi says, it might be Kedai to underline these Rashis. Rashi says, on the Gemara that says, why does our Mishnah call it Ha'edim Nasim Zomim? They're not called, they don't become Zomim. That's the Gemara asks. And Rashi says, Da'lo Mikayemis Bu Kasher Zomim. You're not fulfilling Kasher Zomim. In Rashi, Dibur Hamaskil, which sounds like, what? That it's nothing to do with Kasher Zomim. Not like Tosfos' first teretz. Rashi in Dibur Hamaskil, Chutz Mizom Meibas Kohen. Halfway through the Rashi says, She'ema kaimim ben din azama cloud! Ela Malchus. Wow, Rashi now threw in a cloud. Rashi says, there's no azama whatsoever by Malchus of Ben Grusha and Chalusa. So it sounds like it's not in the purview of Kasha Zaman, but rather something closer to the Sikhu being Megala on Loisana, like we had seen in the Sefer HaMitzvot in the Rambam. A third Rashi. Rashi and Beis on the Beis, and Zimar Maskum Shum to the Sikhu. 3 lines before the end, Rashi says, "He she'eni yachol le'kayim ba din hazam le'gemura." So Eli asks, "Well, here Rashi again says it's not hazama, but here Rashi says it's not hazama gemura." And on Beis Amidah, Rashi said klal. So when we do the Gemara, hopefully someone will be able to be miyashid why Rashi says it this way. But either way, aside from the nuance, clearly Rashi is taking it out from Tosfos Lashon. Again, the strikingness of Tosfos Lashon. Kivan the Lokin, have a kasher zaman. It's considered kasher zaman. And then because of that, have a shapat yachazim. That's very, very different than Rashi's way of saying it that has nothing to do with kasher zaman. What are some nafkaminas aside from the way you formulate it, whether you say it this way or you say it that way, whether you say the malchus is coming from kasher zaman through the gilu of itziku, or the gilu of itziku is a totally separate thing that comes from losane. So now, let's develop this idea of Be'ezer Hashem a little more. Let's take a look at the Me'iri on that Beis Hamidrash. The Me'iri has a fascinating discussion. This morning, just this morning, I found that the Tosfos Shamas also takes sides, not the Tosfos Shamas that we've been looking at already for a while. That Tosfos Shamas is well worn, but there's a Tosfos Shamas that the Sheikh Mekubetzim and Bava Kama quote that also takes sides on this issue. Comes along the Me'iri, and the Me'iri quotes Yesh Mefastikin. And Divar Amaskoli Madita, at the end of Beis Hamidrash, he quotes Mefastikin. The Mefastikin claims a very interesting Shita. Yesh Mefastikin Lomar, in the red edition, it's on page Gimel, right on the top of the second column. In the brown edition, it's Lamadita, okay, halfway through Lamadita, which is on page Beis, towards the bottom. Yesh Mefastikin Lomar. There's some who say, Aiden Zoman Rabosai don't have Hasra, right? You have Aiden that come in, they're Meir, and then Bezdin gives a Psak. Oh, exactly the role of Psak in terms of Kashra Zoman, low Kashra, so it's not our discussion right now. But they come in and they're Meir, and then other Aiden come in and they say, Imanua Yisa. So normally there's no Hasra, and Aiden Zoman are punished without Hasra. What about Aiden Zelman who were made on Ben Grushin and Chabud? Zot the Me'iri, she hei tzarech hasra, mi'hasra. She'arei b'dinei nefashes b'dinei mamanasu. She'ein Aiden Zelman tzrichin hasra. She'ilut hatzrichin hasra, ein zekash zama. She'arei meheim hayu hargin below hasra. So says the Me'iri, there are some Mefaktikin who said that you need Asra, even though Eidim Zoman normally needs Asra. And the Me'iri says that's got to be wrong. The Lo Yeroili came, the last three lines of the Me'iri. Shemikol Mokom, Malkin Zeb, and Mokom Kasher Zomam. This Malkin comes in the place of Kasher Zomam. So what's this Machloikis between the Yesh Mefaktikin and the Me'iri? The Yesh Mefaktikin are arguing about what? Whether Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza falls into the regular category of Kasher Zomam or not. If we say it falls into the regular category of Kasher Zomam, the regular category of Kasher Zomam says you don't need Asra. But if we say it's a Bazundere Lav of Lo Saneh, it's a totally separate Lav.
The Tosfos himself stated that.
As my Yeshiva Shabrusker Chalutza calls a Prosta Lav. If it's a Prosta Lav of Lo Saneh, so then in such a case, the Prosta Lav of Lo Saneh is going to be what? It's going to have the din of Asra. Has nothing to do with Kasher Zomam. So a Lav, where you get Malkus, you need Asra. It's outside of the din of Kasher Zomam. And it's Mukhruch in the words of the Me'iri. Because the Me'iri says that it's wrong because the Malkus is in the place of Kasher Zomam. And it's beautiful. Take a look in the Me'iri on Beis Amid Aleph. Dibra Maskel V'yesh Mefarshim in the red edition. It starts off, Dear Master Yitzhak, on the bottom column of page Beis. In the brown edition, it's on page Aleph in the second column. If you look halfway through the piece, the Me'iri brings this idea out to Farish as well. The Me'iri says that the Malkus over here is coming in the place of Kasher Zomam. So the Me'iri Lishitasso learns, like what we're saying now, is the first day of Tosfos. So that's when it comes to Hasra. That's another Nafkamina. Nafkamina is going to be in regards to Hasra.
The Me'iri learns like the first day of Tosfos or the second day?
The Me'iri is learning like the first day of Tosfos. So the first day of Tosfos says that the Malkus is a Kiyum of Kasher Zomam. The Mefaktikin hold like the second day of Tosfos. The Mefaktikin are suggesting like the second day of Tosfos. And therefore, according to the Mefaktikin, you would need Hasra. It's not like the regular din of Kasher Zomam. L'chura regular achas. That's how it seems to come out. Now, what is Tosfos? You raised a good point, Ailey, before. What about Tosfos on the Avdalah on the base? What's Tosfos' real shita? So look, we're just starting. We're the first Tosfos in the Seches Makos. This is the biggest issue in the first Perek. So obviously, this is just to set us up to frame the issue as we go through the first Perek. Now, I just found this morning this Tosfos Shamas in the Shita Mekubetza in Bava Kama on Ayin Dalet on the Beis.
Wait, the reason why you need Hasra is because it's not a Dinei Hazama at all?
What?
Is the reason why you need Hasra because it's not a Kedin in Hazama?
Correct.
At all,
it's correct. It's a regular lav. A regular lav, you need Hasra to get Malchus.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Right.
Comes along the Tosfos Shan. The Tosfos Shan in Baba Kama in the Shita Mikubetas on Ayin Dalet on the base. Dibra Maskel Havilei. And he is the Mefaktik. Tosfos Shan is the Mefaktik. You always have those nudnik talmidim, the mefaktikim. Sometimes they might be nudniks, but they often have good points. Right, Ron Spiegel said that he used to be that for the rub, that he used to be the nudnik. So he said two different things. He said, first of all, when he was once in Shir, so the rub was developing a chiddush in the Rajba, and the rub was holding the Rajba, or his chef was sat in the back. Or Ron Spiegel sat in the front, all the way in front, right where Michael's sitting. The hazardous place to sit, though. But he said, the Rav was developing an idea in the Rajva, and Rav Spiegel tried to scream out what the pshat in the Rajva was. And he said, the Rav didn't like being beaten to the Chiddush. He said, the Rav was holding him, and he said, he brought the Rajva down, and said, an inch before his head, he felt like he was like scared the Rav was going to, so upset him, he was going to. Another time, he was talking about that the Rav switched, when the Rav switched from Yiddish to English, So he said the Rav Shirim were much more beautiful in Yiddish, because Yiddish was the Rav's natural language. English, the Rav was a genius. So the Rav knew English by sitting in Berlin for a couple of years and reading in English. But he said the Rav spoke, his English Shirim was as if you were in a library in Berlin reading English books. So it was this very esoteric English. So he said sometimes he didn't understand it. It was so abstract. The English was sometimes so abstract, he didn't understand what the Rav was saying. Could say something about Rav people's English too, but he didn't understand exactly what the Rav was saying. So, but one time he was also sitting in Shir, Rav wanted to say something, and the Rav again got frustrated. He was being a nudnik, so he said, "Stop being a Mexican jumping bean." So Rav Spiegel said, at the moment he had a yeshahar to ask him, what does it mean to be a Mexican jumping bean? But he figured it wasn't a good idea. Anyhow, so this the Tosfos Shan here is the nudnik in the front of the in the front seat. He's in the fastback. Comes along with Tosfos Shan, and the Tosfos Shan says like this: Avo ben grusha uben chalutza deloki al avein edus sheker ahu laf knasahu lachein boy yasra. Says the Tosfos Shan. Tosfos Shan says that when it comes to Eidus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Tosfos Shan says that in such a case, the Malchus is coming on Avon of the Sheker, and therefore you need Asura. So you see, Mamish, our Chakira is no longer artificial. That the Tosfos Shan says it Mefurish in his words. Tosfos Shan says the reason why you need Asura is because it's not Kasher Zaman, but rather it's what? It's Eidus Sheker, and if it's Eidus Sheker, then it's a regular lav. That's the Tosfos Shan. Beautiful. Okay, yes, Ellie?
The Gemara discusses that you don't have malchus over by Eidus, right? Because otherwise the guys would be too scared to be made. Is there a Gemara like that? So the Gemara discusses that you don't give malchus, that you don't give asura to a...
Right.
The Gemara says because the guys would be too scared
correct. So how does that fit in?
You can't give him
at the end of the day, with the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza,
I don't
know how to reconcile those chances with that. I don't know. Nafkamina number three, we have to work on that. Nafkamina number three, in two ways of reading the Tosfos, Rav David Pavarsky points out that there's a halacha when it comes to Eidim Zomim. You have a halacha of Achi Yizumu Kulan. And that means that all the Eidim Zomim have to go through the process of Hazama to do the din of Eidim Zomim. What does that mean? Just to spell it out. Reuven Shimon are made falsely on Yosef, and Levi and Yehuda come and testify against him. The only time that Reuven is put to death is if Shimon is also put to death. Now, if we say that Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza is a din of Hazama, so then the halacha of Achi Yizumu Kulan will apply it as well to them. But if we say it's a din of Losana, it's a Malchus that's coming on Losana, and it's an exception to Losana, then Reuven and Shimon could be different. The halacha of Achi Yizumu Kulan doesn't necessarily have to apply. Rav David argued.
Such a case.
Right. He was over the lav. So if he's over the lav and Shabbos, a lav of cutting off payas, so in such a case he doesn't need his friend to also be over it. So he was over Lo Sana. So therefore Rav David argues in such a case you should have the halacha of Ashi's and Mekulin. And I'm sure the Talmidim will even do a better job than me in the base medrash to be able to come up with all other marimakomas. But these two, or the nafkaminos, these two nafkaminos serve us very well.
Just two or three?
Well, the third, it was two. I said three?
I don't know, it was two.
Two nafkaminos. We had the third nafkaminos, the Noda B'Yehuda, that was in the first mahalas. You could plug the Noda B'Yehuda in as well, but I was fleshing out now the direct nafkaminos in these two mahalas, so these are the two. Now, to support what we were saying, Ellie and I were looking at the Tosfos Shamos by us. And we're going to run with the Tosfos Shamos now for a minute. If you read the Tosfos Shamos very carefully, and the Daf Shiur also Medayik, the Tosfos Shamos' Lashon is slightly different than Tosfos' Lashon Faya. What's the difference? The Tosfos Shamos says, the reason why you get Malkus, he says, the Ishlomar, even the Lokin, Choshiv Shafir, Shafir Yachal Azimah. What's missing in the words of Tosfos Shamos? Tosfos Shamos doesn't say Kiman the Lokin have a kasher zama. So the Chura, one could argue, and we said this without knowing Tosfos Shamos and Bava Kama. You could argue, right, as of yesterday we still didn't know the Tosfos Shamos and Bava Kama. So we thought already then that the difference, which goes to show you that two words does make all the difference in the world. There's some people who say, I could have gone this way again. No, here it works, it fits in beautifully. So the Tosfos Shamos says, Kiman the Lokin Chashiv Shafir Ati Yachal Azimah. He misses Kasher Zomam. Why? Because the Tosfos Shamos does not learn that the Malkus is there as a Kiman of Kasher Zomam. So he can't have the two words of Tosfos of Havi Kasher Zomam. And therefore, it's also buttresses our Diyuk in Tosfos. The fact that Tosfos has those two extra words indicates, like the way my Rebbe had learned, that when Tosfos is saying Kiman the Lokin, that the Malkus is a Kiyum in Kasher Zomam. So the Diyuk supports what we're saying. Yoter Mizeh. I'd like to bring another proof that this is the way that we must read Tosfos. Not the way, the first pshat that Rav Shmuel had suggested, but rather I'd like to prove again that when Tosfos says Kiyum the Lokin, Havi Kasher Zomam, Havi Shafir Ati Yochal Azimah, that Tosfos means that the Malkus is the chelik of Kasher Zomam from the Hemshech of Tosfos. But before we see the Hemshech of Tosfos, we're medayikin in the Hemshech of Tosfos, let's start with the following introduction to the further analysis within the Rishonim. Up until now we've been focusing on Tosfos, now we're going to open ourselves up and hear how the Ramban and others deal with some of the issues that come up in Tosfos. There are two major problems that the Rishonim have in our sugya. Two major problems that the Rishonim have with the idea that Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza gets Malkus and is considered on some level in the Parsha of Zomim, until you give Tosfos the second answer, take it out. Two fundamental problems. What are the two big kashas, Rabbo say? You tell me. What are the two big kashas? Shreifa Shaharag and Nara Hamurasa. Those are the two problems. Let's just spell them out. Tosfos asks, and when it comes to Nara Hamurasa, we see that the Gemara tells us that if the Edim could say, if they could argue, V'ostra al-Baila banu, so then in such a case, halacha is that they what? V'ostra al-Baila banu? Then it's considered Eid Shiat Yochal Zimah. But what about the fact they could have gotten Malkus? Doesn't Malkus itself show you that the Eid Shiat Yochal Zimah? Didn't it by Ben Grusha? That's Tosfos' cash. That's Tosfos' cash. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, since they could say La'otra al-Bai La'banu, so then it's Eid Shiat Yochal Zimah. But the question is, we just saw that Malkus by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza turns it to Eid Shiat Yochal Zimah. They could, no, but we throw out their ages. We throw out their ages when they say, in the case of Yechol Lememer El Shabbaban. So we'll get to, I'd rather not right now get distracted from that. Maybe we'll come back slightly, all the way at the end of the Chabura, maybe we'll come back a little bit to this this question. That's question number one in regards to Amar Rasa. The Ramban asks another kasha. If Malkus itself turns you into Eidah Shati Yachal Azima, so then what's the din by Trefa Shaharag? When it comes to Trefa Shaharag, why is it that Trefa Shaharag, if Reuven and Shimon are Meir on Yosef, who was a Trefa that he killed, it's considered Eidah Shati Yachal Azima because you can't put Yosef, you can't put Reuven and Shimon to death because you couldn't have put Yosef to death, but at the end of the day, give him Malkus. If you give him Malkus, so then in such a case, he should be considered Eidah Shati Yachal Azima. Those are the two questions that the Rishonim are bothered. How does Tosfos answer the question of Nara Murasa? The Tosfos answers the question of Nara Murasa by saying Nefesh b'nefesh. Let's see in the words of Tosfos. The Eshlama the Hasam Kiman Shabon the Chayva Mito the Zama Laharga the Nefesh Lo Mekayim Kasher Zama Malkus Abhed Yiksiv Nefesh b'nefesh. Tosfos says there's a Gzeres HaKosov that says that there is an exception. The Gzeres HaKosov tells us that when it comes to any case that involves capital punishment, you look at capital punishment only as being the Zmama. Why? Because the Torah and the Devarim says, by the parasha Zmama, says Dafka Nefesh b'Nefesh. In contrast, Tefen Gerusha ben Chalutza, which is not a capital punishment case. So then, in such an instance, so then we say that the halacha does not apply. Because nefesh b'nefesh is not mentioned, and therefore the malchus could suffice to create Eidah Shati Yachal Azima. That's how Tosfos answers the question. The Tosfos Shant deals with both of the questions that we just asked simultaneously. Deals with both questions simultaneously. And the Tosfos Shant gives kemach Tosfos' answer, but Eli pointed out very well, does not say it exactly the way that Tosfos did. What does the Tosfos Shant say? The Yesh Loma, the Hasam Kivan de Lahara Ba'u, Lo Chashiv Le Eidah Shati Yachal Azimam, Mishun de Lokin Bilvad. Aval Hacha Shalom Bo Larog El Lasoto Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, O Lechaivo Galus. But in our case, so there, we don't consider that Eidah Shati Yachal Azimam. Yesh Vodayik. The Tosfos Shant doesn't mention the Gzeres HaKosov of Nefesh B'Nefesh. Doesn't mention the Gzeres HaKosov. The Tosfos Shant just says, no, over there you have Misa. Ah, if you have Misa, so then it's different where there's only Malkus. But what does the Tosfos Shant mean? Just because over there there's Misa, why should it make a difference? So the Chura, what the Tosfos Shant is saying is the following. Tosfos Shant is saying, when do we say that it serves as a real deterrent? When do we say it serves as a real deterrent? We say that it serves as a real deterrent when all you have to be afraid of is Malkus. So then if you know that you can be, there's a possibility of Malkus, then you'll be deterred. But what happens if we're talking about a case in which normally you get Misa? Malkus doesn't seem very, very scary. Normally with his Misa. So the Tosfos Shant, interestingly, when he answers Tosfos' kasha, he answers Tosfos' kasha and the Ramban's kasha simultaneously by saying that Malkus serves as a deterrent where it's in the context of Malkus. But when you have Malkus, that normally is in the context of Misa, so then it doesn't serve as a deterrent. Why did the Tosfos Shant say it differently? Because the Tosfos Shant, Lishitaso, learns that Malkus is not a chelik of kasha zama. If you learn that Malkus is a chelik of Kasher Zaman, so then Aliva the Tosfos, so then you have to show that there are certain things that are included in Kasher Zaman, and there are certain things that are not included in Kasher Zaman. So Tosfos says, and Nefesh B'Nefesh says that any capital punishment case, that's included in Kasher Zaman. Malkus is not included in Kasher Zaman when you have a capital punishment case. But the Tosfos Shant does not learn that the Malkus is the Chlal Kasher Zaman. He learned something else. The Tosfos Shant did not say that the Malkus is the Chlal Kasher Zaman. What the Tosfos Shant learning? So now we're telling us what the Tosfos Shant, how he viewed it. The Malkus is considered Kasher Zaman like the first shot that we had learned, that the Malkus is considered like a deterrent. And that's the answer both to Trefa and to Naira Murasa. Because in both of those cases, if it's a context that normally is Misa, the Malkus doesn't serve as a deterrent. So just pointing out, even if you didn't follow all those details of this last point, just pointing out that the Tosfos Shas is meduyak in his hemsha, and he answers differently than Tosfos does. Now, even if you didn't follow all the nuances, we could discuss and say there. Here, I want to bring another raya based on our reading of Tosfos. I want to bring another raya that Tosfos is meduyak when he says that the Malkus is the Chlal Kasher Zama. What's Tosfos' explanation of why Nara Murasa is different? Why is Nara Murasa different? Because of Nefesh to Nefesh. If Tosfos meant that it's a deterrent, how's Nefesh to Nefesh changed things? Why is Gezeiras HaKasuv important? If the Pshat is like the way Reb Shmuel had learned, why does Nefesh for Nefesh change things? If the Vart is a deterrent, Nefesh for Nefesh shouldn't be important. For the Tosfos Yishanim, it is. But for Tosfos, it's not. Because Nefesh for Nefesh shouldn't change any facts. Elamai, I have two strong riots to the way the Tzaretz Yishalayim and my Rebbe have learned Shan and Tosfos. Number one, going back to our original riot, the Tosfos is different than the Tosfos Shan because he uses the Lashon of Kivan Delokin Havikasher Zaman. He has those extra words. And number two, why should Nefesh B'Nefesh make a difference? Nefesh B'Nefesh doesn't make a difference if we're talking about deterrent. A deterrent is a deterrent is a deterrent. And Tosfos doesn't say like the Tosfos Shan. He quotes the Gezeiras HaKasuv. Elamai, Tosfos is learning how do we qualify Kasher Zaman. Does Malkus fall into the category of Kasher Zaman? Yes. When it comes to Ben Dushim and Chalutza. But when it comes to Mitzah, it doesn't because of Nefesh B'Nefesh. But if it was an issue of deterrence, then why should it make a difference of what the Gezeiras HaKasuv says? Elamai, Tosfos is working with how you put Malkus of Itziku. Do you put Malkus of Itziku in the parasha of Kasher Zaman, or do you put the Malkus of Itziku in the parasha of Lo Zaneh? So that also proves this way of reading Tosfos Beis Hashem. Okay, now. Let's go to the case of Treifa according to the Ramban. Let's push a little further. As you all were hurrying over the in Seder, the Ramban asked from Treifa. It's interesting, the Ramban didn't ask any of Tosfos' questions. Ramban doesn't ask any of Tosfos' questions. How is Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza Shas's mama? Ramban only asks from Treifa. So the Ramban comes along, and the Ramban says that Treifa is different because, and I don't want to get into the fight that Talmidim had today, this is a separate discussion, but the Ramban says that Treifa is different because the Edim are being made on a Gavrik Tevah. The Treifa is dead. And that's why you're not going to even be Chayiv Malkus. The Ramban has a few extra words, a little bit of a discussion, what exactly a few extra words in, but that's how the Ramban answers the question. And it's interesting that the Ramban didn't answer the question like the Tosfos Shan. Why did the Ramban not give the Tosfos Shan his answer? L'chura, the Ramban's answer is a tremendous kiddush. Ramban's answer is a tremendous kiddush. Because the Ramban is telling us that Gavruch Tela turned this into a fundamentally non-Midas at all. If you read the Gemara, the Pashtus of the Gemara, when you read it in Sanhedrin, that finding says from the Nalas, is the reason why it's considered Eidus Shiatiyah Chodim is because you killed a dead man. And therefore you can't get that Yosef killed Binyamin, who was, Yosef was a dead man. So Reuben and Shimon are not going to be Chayiv Misa because Yosef's not going to be Chayiv Misa because Yosef is a Treifa. We don't kill a Treifa. So that's the pshat why it's Eidus Shiatiyah Chalazimah. Because you can't give them that exact onish. But not because it's not an Eidus at all. Not because it's not an Eidus at all. That's a big chiddush that the Ramban is saying. It's not considered Eidus altogether. So why did the Ramban go so far and not give the Tosfos Shan his answer? So Tosfos in Ksubis on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph answers the question of Treifa in a manner that's very similar to the Ramban. Tosfos in Ksubis on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph says, Treifa is not
similar to Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza, even though both of them should be shayach to Malkus. You know why? Because when it comes to Treifa, Treifa is already a Gavra Ketela. Now, he doesn't use the exact formulation of the Ramban and say, Ein Edus and Edus, but it's strikingly similar. So it's interesting. The Ramban and Tosfos gave the same answer. We're arguing right now it's the same answer, albeit subtle Chilukim, and not the answer of the Tosfos Shas. The Tosfos Shas has said it's not going to serve as a deterrent. Tosfos and the Ramban don't say that. Why? So the Ritva was not on the Maamar Koma, but the Ritva on that Beis HaMadeis has a collector's item. The Ritva on that Beis HaMadeis quotes the Ramban. Oh, by the way, one more point. Who did the Ramban quote this teretz from? Rabbeinu Yehuda. So I had no idea who this Rabbeinu Yehuda was. So I started looking into this. This Rabbeinu Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda ben Yakar, who was one of, this is what knocked me over, he was one of the Bali Tosfos. He was one of the Bali Tosfos. And the reason it knocked me over is not only for our sugya, in a moment we'll see the import of it within our sugya, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Yakar, that shows us that the Ramban was influenced by the Bali Tosfos. I never knew that. I'd always been taught in yeshiva that the Bali Tosfos is one school, there's the French school, and then there's the Spanish school, the Talmidim of the Ramban. But it seems that the Ramban was also influenced by the Bali Tosfos. In other words, it's not as cut and dry as suggested. So this is Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Yakar. Now the Ritva quotes the Ramban, which is going to give us problems. I want you to ask me as we go further on into the Masechta, where it could be that there's a Ramban that seems to be against this. But for right now, we're going to take the Ritva's word for it. The Ritva quotes his Rebbe the Ramban. And it's on the Beis on the Beis, the Ramaskul Tana Rabbanan. We're going to do glean out of this whole Ramban as well, this whole Ritva as well. But in the red edition, it's on page K on the first line. In the brown edition, it's going to be somewhere deep into the Ramaskul Tana Rabbanan. It's the longest Ritva in the parish, one of the longest Ritvas in the parish. So in that piece, he says, Ava Ramban Tirei, Dahani, we're not dealing with the Kasha right now, Dahani Einan Lokin, Mitaimik de Parashna Le'el, Da Malkus Vistiku, B'makom Hazama Ome. What does the Ramban hold in the world's Chakira of where does the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza come from? B'makom Hazama. In other words, he agrees with Tosfos. All fits together beautifully, let's understand. The Ramban, along with the Bali Tosfos, all learn that the Malkus is with Fah Hazama. The Tosfos Shans did not learn that way. Tosfos Shans couldn't have given Tosfos the Terah. And Tosfos Shans, and our big find is that Tosfos Shans, I'm sorry, I keep on saying it over and over again, I'm so excited. We just found this morning Tosfos Shans in Bava Kama that says it came out in the Furish. Up yesterday it was just speculative. Today it's come out black on white that the Tosfos Shans holds this way. But now we're saying that the Ramban himself is of the opinion of Makom Hazama, and therefore it could very well be that the Ramban and Tosfos are mamish the same mahalas. And Tosfos, who didn't ask from Treifa on Ksubis, already answered the Treifa problem. Now, why was Tosfos in Ksubis dealing with Treifa and not Tosfos here? So that's a beautiful problem. It's what we would call a Marashah type of problem, and that I'm still trying to figure out the Shitas. That I didn't have enough time to delve into, but if someone could teach me that, I would definitely be interested. But what seems to be clear is that the Mahalach of Tosfos and the Ramban fits in Bezer Hashem.
You're not going to the first part of Tosfos.
What?
The first part of Tosfos, where they hold on to the first
exactly,
part.
Going in the first Mahalach. Correct. When we say Tosfos now, we've been meaning the first day of Tosfos. Correct. Very good. Now, let's go on. There's another Ramban. The Ramban by Kaifer. The Ramban by Kofar writes the following. The Ramban says, in Dibur HaMaskel, to Chayiv Golus, asks, why does our Mishnah not mention Kofar? Our Mishnah says, Meidin Anu Bishploni, that he's going to be Chayiv, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, all of us Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And then the second half of the Mishnah says, Golus. So why does the Mishnah not say Kofar? The Gemara later on tells us
that Reuven and Shimon made, that Yosef is chayav kofar, then they also get malchus. They also don't pay. Get malchus, that was a loaded statement. They also don't pay. That's the sheet in regards to kofar. So why did the Mishnah also give with that? So the Ramban says, I'll tell you why. The Ramban says the reason why it's not listed in the Mishnah is because of the following. Let's see this Ramban inside. It's a fascinating, the Ramban Yisod is a fascinating Yisod. Says the Ramban like this. Lav Milsa. 8 lines before the end in Dibra Masko Shulchai Zolos. Says the Ramban, Lav Milsa. The Kivon de Kufra Katara. The Iker Chiyuve Bidei Shemayim Hu. When it comes to Kofar, when Reuven and Shimon are being made on Yosef, the Yosef is Chayiv Kapara, since it's Bidei Shemayim, B'dulo Yov Kufre Ein Edus Kan El Shemayim. The Edus over here is to Shemayim. She'en Antzichon Le'edusa. What's the Ramban saying? Ramban saying beautiful Yisod. This we have is a collector's item for the sugya of Kofar. The Ramban says like this. The Ramban says that since the halachas of Kofar have no implication in the Bezin Shalmata, because the Kofar is just so that you could get an atonement in Shemayim, it says the Ramban is no longer shy to the Dinim HaVazama in terms of Malchus. She'ena tzrichon le'edusa, v'af hu dinu ha'matzo Shemayim, v'haynu d'amino v'hani la b'nei kabara ninu. That's what the Gemara means, it says la b'nei kabara. Now the Ramban is saying chidush in the words of v'hani la b'nei kabara ninu, but that we haven't done the Gemara in Daf Beis and Daf Yud. Klomar ikar chiyuv la shemayim, ikar chiyuv ka shemayim. V'lo nasna kapara lahem, and the kapara wasn't given to the Edom Zomim. And we have to read this Ramban more carefully when we do Beis and Daf. But the Ramban says the Farish that there is no parsha of zmama by kofar, because when it comes to kofar, Reuven and Shimon were really just going to be made la shemayim, weren't going to have practical implications. Then he quotes that the Rambam disagrees. V'harav Rabbeinu Moshe Asfardi Tiru Shehen Lokim Bein Var Mechuvanim. The Rambam holds that you get Malchus. The Rambam holds that you get Malchus. When Reuben Shimon made both on Yosef, they get Malchus. And the Ramban holds that there is no Malchus. And the Ramban says there is no Malchus. Why? Because, the Ramban says, because in such a case, it's Vashamayim. But the Rambam seems to be disagreeing. What exactly is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban? The Rambam people wanted to argue the Ramban is l'shitasa. Ramban is l'shitasa. This I don't think I don't recall hearing from him. This is in the Sefer. The Ramban says the following. The Ramban holds that the chiyuv of Malchus and the Malchum Kasher is on that.
Ramban is it?
Yes. The Ramban holds that the Chiyuv of Malchus is the Malchum Kasher is on that. And over here, there is no Kasher Zaman. Why? Because Kasher Zaman is only in this world. What you want to be Mechayiv him in this world. That's what Ramban says. But what did we see in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot? The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, as well as the Rambam in Perek Chof, the Rambam seems to say that the Malchus of cases of Ben Grusha and others comes from Los Sanis. So here, we could say the following. We could say, even though it's L'Shamayim, but at the end of the day, did they lie? The answer is yes, they lied. Once we say they're lied, then they're going to be Chayim Malchus. I don't care if it's L'Shamayim. But according to the Ramban, who says they have to fit into the parasha of Kasher Zaman, so then in such a case, according to the Ramban, you're going to get what? You're not going to get Malchus. It's not Shayach Malchus. Because the Ramban says it has to fit into the parasha of Kasher Zaman. But the Rambam holds that the Hisiku is not going back to Kasher Zaman. The Hisiku is going from Los Sanis. So if at the end of the day they like it, therefore they're going to be Chayach Malchus. This is one way of learning Machlokes Ramban and Rambam, to connect it to the above Chakira. Now in my heart of hearts, I'm not sure if this is the correct shot. I'd like to tell Megan to fight about it. Actually, this past man, most of the time we spent ultimately my Talmidim defended most of the things that Rabbi Branch Mingle said, but most of the time I ended up disagreeing. And then every time they saved him. But here too, I'm not convinced that this is a pshat, But this is how he presents this. In my heart of hearts, I'm wondering if there's a different shot. And this is, again, not my own. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. This is Zalman Meltzer in the Ha'goth, on the Ramban. You have it. In this edition, they already put Rabbi Zalman's Ha'aroth on the Ramban. Rabbi Zalman did two monumental works in his lifetime. Everybody knows the Sefer Avin al-Ozel, but what Rabbi Zalman also did, one of the most amazing things he did was also going through the Ramban and correcting a lot of errors, because many of our Rambans are full of errors. Rabbi Zalman went through all the Rambans and corrections. Just a biographical note for those of you who haven't heard of Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Zalman also was one of the principal Talmidim of Reb Chaim, one of Reb Chaim's closest Talmidim, one of the most unique in terms of Gaonus of Reb Chaim's Talmidim. He was also a very, very pure neshama. His svarim were written, they say, by his wife. He's well known in the yeshivas as Rebbe from Beit Lahinza. She took his notebooks and she rewrote it. So the Rabbis Zalman Sitka, to the perspective of his wife, one time Rabbis Zalman came home from a bris and he threw the whole bris up. He threw it up, went to the bathroom and he threw up. The Rebbe from Beit Lahinza is also a pikeach. So she said, "I know it happened." She said, "You went to the bris, and there no one was speaking and learning. They were only talking politics." But he said, "You're right. You're right, my dear wife. What's happening was, I was sitting in the middle, and the Brisker Rav was on one side, and the Brisker Rav and the Rav Zalman were close, but they had different personalities. Very, very different personalities. The Brisker Rav was sitting on one side, me and Rav Zevin were sitting on the other. And the Brisker Rav and Rav Zevin didn't see eye to eye on political issues in Eretz Yisrael at all. They said, I tried to get them to speak and learning, but the whole time they were arguing with each other in politics. So he said, at the end, I didn't enjoy the That is, Rabbi Zalman was a tzaddik as well as one of the biggest gaonim of the previous generation, Rosh Yeshiva Neitz HaChaim. So Rabbi Zalman suggests the following mahalach. Rabbi Zalman says the following: the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam is when Reuven and Shimon are being made on kofar, what are they being made on when they're being made on kofar? Are they being made on money or not? The Ramban said they're not being made on money. Why? They're only being made with Shemayim. Says it's a technical machlokas. What happens if Beis Din knows that Yosef is chayav to pay kofar? What happens if Beis Din knows that chayav to pay kofar? The halacha is that if we know that Beis Din is chayav to pay kofar, the halacha is like this. The Ramban says there is no chiyuv for Beis Din to take away. Beis Din is not menashkinim. Menashkinim. Menashkinim means to force. They don't force. And the Rambam holds you do for it. So I thought that was speculative in Rabbi Zalman. Hey, it's tasty. I thought Rabban Shmuel's chat was nicer. But then, okay, so this is a machlokas. The Rambam holds it's considered a chiyuv of mammon because Beis Din could force the payment of kofar. So once the chiyuv of mammon, then it's a regular deal of kashrus zombam. While the Rambam says l'shamayim because Beis Din can't force. And that's why the Rambam kept on saying l'shamayim, l'shamayim, l'shamayim. That's how Rabbi Zalman learned in your kovet. That's how Rabbi Zalman in the footnotes learned. However, I thought mehechi tasty. Where did it's not mukhruch anywhere, neither in the Rambam nor in the Ramban, such a chat. So one of my Talmidim in Yeshiva, Yoel Markin, showed me, I thought I brought in the Cross Gadol, yeah. He showed me that he knew Ramban better than me. He showed me that the Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim, Gufa argues with Rashi, Ramban al Torah argues with Rashi on this exact issue. You take a look on the pasuk in Kofar Yushas Allah, then Perikhof Aleph, Lamid. So Rashi is Medayik, Rashi Al Torah. It all comes back to the Bible. Rashi Al Torah says Perikhof Aleph Pasuk Lamid says Rashi, Im Kofar Yushas Allah, Im Ze Einatolui. Rashi says, don't learn the word im as if, because Allah is your chayiv. So why does the Torah say im kofar yushas Allah? So says Rashi, there are times that im doesn't mean if. Vare kumo im kesef tal v'asami.
So there are times that im doesn't mean if. Now, why does the Torah use the word im if it doesn't mean to say if? That's a good question. That's beyond. That's in Parshanut already. That's not our issue right now. But the Torah sometimes uses im, it doesn't mean if. Says the Ramban, no. I'll explain to you the im. Says the Ramban, I'll tell you why im. Vafiu im chayvu ein mashkinin oso. Bavurze amar im. The reason why the Torah says in is because it's not definite that you're going to pay kofar. Because Bezin doesn't force it. Normally, when it comes to the chiyuv of Dalet Bey and everything else, so there, the Bezin's going to force it. But over here, the Torah uses the lashon in. Why? Because sometimes it won't happen. If. That's why the Torah uses the lashon of in. So this is the Ramban Lashis also, according to Rabbi Zalman's Mahalas. According to Rabbi Zalman's Mahalas, it's beautiful. Why? The Ramban and the Rambam are arguing about this.
What is it?
It's only Chiyuv L'Shamayim. The Chiyuv L'Shamayim, it's not a regular Chiyuv, Chiyuv Mamon. So what did we do right now, up until now, Rabbosai? What we did was, we saw two different Mahalsim, and what did Tosis mean in the Yesh Lomar. After we saw those two different Mahalsim, we first presented an Askamina according to the way Rav Shmuel had learned. We then gave two different nafkaminas. The first nafkamina was based on the Noda B'Yehuda. The machlokes between the Noda B'Yehuda and the Beit HaLevi, whether we say that there's a din of chakiros by of any Odeya being ma'akev when it comes to Eidus of Nus. That was the first nafkamina in those two mouths. And then we saw there's another way of learning Tosos. The other way of learning Tosos was to say that Tosos is meduyak when he says, Hava kasher zaman. Tosas is Lushitoso, the way he answers the problem in Amurasa. The Ramban and Tosas seem to be similar Shitos. The Tosas Shant is Meduyik that he learns differently than Tosas, and therefore he answers the question differently than Tosas does. We then said that it could very well be that the Machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban by Kofar is also dependent about the Chakira of how do you learn the Malkos. Or we gave another Pshat of Rav Issa Zalman, the pshat that is dependent on the Mashkin and the Raif and the Ramban al Torah. Finally, just one more thing that we have to do on this sugya. There is something that's still left, and here we drop another important idea in the Achronim in regards to the sugya of Edom Zomni. Why did, or how, does the Ramban deal with Naira Hamura? How does the Ramban deal with Naira Hamura? The Ramban only deals with the problem of Treifa. He never dealt with the problem of Naira Hamurasa. Now you could say, the Ramban, if you take what we have said so strongly and say the Ramban and Tosas are the same Shita, the Ramban just would cut and paste. He would cut and paste the Tosas. But usually when the Ramban cuts and pastes, he tells us that. So what's the Ramban going to do with Naira Hamurasa? So there is a brilliant idea that Rav Shmuel suggests, which I say for the idea itself as well as for the idea. Rav Shmuel suggests that Tosas pulled the wool over our eyes by Naira Hamurasa. The Mamish pulled the wool over our eyes. Tosas said, Naira Hamurasa is a case where if they could say Lo'osral by Labanu, they're not going to be Chayiv Misa, but they're going to be Chayiv Malkus. And why is that not prove that the Eidus Shati Yochal Azima, because you get Malkus. That was the argument of Tosas, correct? But Tosas pulled our eyes over on something. Mamish pulled the wool over our eyes. You know how he did it? Because the Gemara never said you're going to be Chayav Malkus. Where did Tosas get the idea from that you're going to be Chayav Malkus? Tosas assumes that you're going to be Chayav Malkus if you're Lo'osral by Levon. But Mehechi Tasting is so elegant. I missed it the first, who knows how many times I read Tosas. Because we read the Tosas, we daven up the Tosas. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says that you can say Lo Shal Bai Labanu. But Mehechi Tasis is going to be Malkus. Who made the deal? Who made the deal when they learned? He made the deal? It's better than the first time I read the Tosas. The Gevaldik is deal. So Rav Shmuel makes that deal. And now we need one more piece of information. There's a machlokus between the Ketot HaKosh and the Mishnah, and this is one of the most important machlokus in the sugya of Edom Zomnin. Machlokus between the Ketot HaKosh and the Mishnah
whether the parsha of Zmama applies to those things that are outside of Bezdin. Now, we already had a machlokis whether chakirot are necessary. That was a machlokis in the Beis HaLevi. This is a different machlokis. Do we say the din of Eidim Zomamin in a case of, let's say, Eid Afa Bisturin? Let's say Reuven comes home and his son tells him that the food, his son Chanoch tells him that the food in the house is kosher. And it turns out that the food is not kosher because Levi and Yehuda come along and they say, Imanu Ayisa. Ah, yeah. But let's say it had naskaminas from Mamanas. Let's say whatever he was going to be made, it had naskaminas from Mamanas. Do we say the parsha of Mama by Yisurim? It's a fascinating question. And you could do a CD-ROM search on all of the Maseches Makos and all of the basic Rishonim on the Maseches Makos, and I don't think you'll find anybody ever addressing this question directly. Fascinating.
They didn't apply to Yisurim.
This is one of those cases that only later on the Achronim began to deal with the question. Does Mama apply? That's the way they say it is. The Ksos already takes sides in this issue. Does Bama apply Dafka for Aedis that needs a Psak of Bezdin? Or not? The Ksos Achoshin assumes that Aedin testified falsely on Yayin Nesef, so then in such a case, even though the Halach of the Yayin Nesef didn't need a Psak Din of Bezdin, such a case is still Shasta Din of Bama. And the Minchas Sinah says no. Only those things that need a Psak of Bezdin. Anything else, it's not subject to the Din of Bama. The machlokis seems to be how important is Gmar Din of Bezdin in the parasha of Zmama. Now it could very well be, Eli, as you pointed out, that our case by the kosher food, we were just using it as an extreme example, because if it's outside of Bezdin, it could be it's absolutely nothing. But let's say it was something that took place in Bezdin, but you don't need a Psak Din. You don't need a Psak Din. If that's the halachos of Zmama, only those things that need a Psak Din. So the Ksos HaChoshen says that it applies to other cases like Yayin Nesef, and Minchas Chinuch quotes, and Minchas Chinuch says it's wrong. The Ksos is wrong. It doesn't apply to those people. Comes along Reb Shmuel and he says, now let's put two and two together. You know how you can answer Tosfos' Raya from Nairo Marasa? Very simple. It's true. It's Eidus Shiat Yachol Azim, as the Gemara tells us, because it's called Memer Osra Bai Laban. Tosfos assumed that you can get Malchus in such a case. That only makes sense according to the Ksos. According to Minchas Chinuch, you're not going to get Malchus. Tosfos' question all falls away. That's why the Ramban possibly wasn't bothered by Tosfos' kasha. In other words, the Naira Murasa is really a red herring. The kasha doesn't start at all. Because Naira Murasa is what? You should get Malchus because you call the name of Aitra Abai Labanu, you don't get Malchus. It's not part of the Deen of Kasher Zaman. It's not part of the Deen of Kasher Zaman. It looks like Kasher Zaman. We're going to have Imanu Ayisen. The answer is the Aden themselves, we're not dealing with an Aedis that needs a Gemar Din. The only time we have the Parsha of Kasher Zaman is if you have cases of Gemar Din. If you don't have cases of Gemar Din, so then in such a case, it's not subject to the Deen of Zmama. Once you say that, I'm sorry? Because the Osra Abai Labanu is a Din of Nisra V'Heter. Now it doesn't need a Psak Din. The Osra Abai Labanu is a Din of Nisra V'Heter. For example, there's a big machlokis, even when it comes to the Akir, to show you how extreme this is. There's a machlokis between the Chelkes Mechokik and the Beit Shmuel when it comes to Aguna, whether you need a Psak Din of Bezdin for a woman. La Halacha, for a woman to be able to go marry her husband, this came up right after the Holocaust. Did you need to convene a Bezdin, or could you go to the Rav, and the Rav was enough to be able to be matched? That's already a machlokis whether you need a Psak Din. But Stam, for halachos of whether a woman is mutter to her husband or not, in such a case you do not need a Psak Din. You don't need Bezdin. So if you don't need Bezdin, everybody. That everybody agrees with that. Find me someone who disagrees. So once you say that everybody agrees with that, so then Tosfos' kasha is only assuming like the Ksos HaChoshen. But if you learn like the Minchas Chinuch, that if the Din of Zmama doesn't apply to those cases that are outside the purview of Psak Din, so then Tosfos' question doesn't start. And that could be the finishing point in terms of the Ramban. That's why the Ramban didn't ask that question. Okay, there's a Hashem tomorrow. We're going to go on to the sugya of...